In the meantime, Steve Murphy is about to join me. Hello, Steve Murphy. How are you this afternoon?
Hello, Brent. Good afternoon to you. And we are just a couple of weeks out from that very festive season. People are starting to wind down. But I'll tell you what else has been winding down over the last 5 weeks, Brent, and I don't know whether you've been feeling it. Ever heard that term Mercury retrograde?
No, I haven't.
Well, it's often when we get Mercury retrograde, we get phone communications, emails slowing down. It's not a good time to sign contracts. Written arrangements break down as well. There is also delays in all forms of communication and even transport. Well, that's been Mercury is what we see retrograde since October 29. It does move forward on Wednesday of this week. Now, watch how it's going to affect everything in a positive way. It should affect things that are going to move forward without delay, without things breaking down, especially with transport and communication issues. And it moves forward right through to the 5th of January in the sign of Sagittarius. But how is it going to affect all star signs from today? And I thought that's what we'll make our report. Now, here's Aries with Mercury moving forward. Education, study, focused concentration, everything teaching. It's some sort of plan that's going to come in this area that will unfold for many of you. But for a lot of Aries, look out for overseas interests or talk of travel. If you're a Taurian, this next 4 weeks for you, you may be investigating legal matters, tax, investments, banking details, or a business proposition. All matters should move forward, though, especially with new and old partnerships. If you're a Gemini, this next 4 weeks for you, if the prospect of creating a new partnership delights you, well, now is the time to act, either in business or personally. You should find it goes along like a breeze. If you're a Cancerian, this next 4 weeks for you, with Mercury moving into Sagittarius, getting a clearer picture regarding your health is likely well into January. Therefore, a professional consultation is coming up for many of you. For Leos, it's all about your children and even your pets. You'll be giving closer attention in the next 4 weeks. There's a lot of color and fun in the activities. If you're a Virgo, this next 4 weeks for you, if decisions regarding your home or your family have been blocked, they now move forward from this week on. For many of you, there could be a meeting with a bank. For Librans, this next 4 weeks for you, it's all about conversations and correspondence. All forms of communication are likely to occur well into January. Your relatives are more important to you than usual. If you're a Scorpio, this next 4 weeks for you, how do you get the message across when it comes to advertising your skills or your talents? The next 4 weeks show you how, but look out for help from a talented female. If you're a Sagittarian, this next 4 weeks for you, you should have more confidence, bright ideas, and plans coming to fruition. Clear thinking and a will to act get your plans better organized. If you're a Capricorn, this next 4 weeks for you, the time is perfect for dreaming about your big picture. Leading into January, you'll have a totally refocused effort and a new direction coming up. If you're an Aquarian, this next 4 weeks for you, if you're wanting to get your message across, you have 4 weeks to perform. However, you may be doing it before a group of people or a new club. And if you're a Piscean, it's once again about your career. You may have had plans or decisions regarding your job or your work on hold or perhaps even postponed. However, look forward to a better outcome regarding all things to do with your work or your career well into January. And that's the stars for this week, Brent.
Good on you, Steve, mate. Thank you so much. You're a busy man going up to Christmas, I suppose.
Yes, I might just share with you too, because we got an email from Brent's show saying, what's your favourite Christmas carol? I hope I'm not talking out of school here.
No.
And you know, I immediately wrote back White Christmas by Bing Crosby, and I thought, gee, that's old. And I thought, I had a bit of a think about it, and I thought, who's got Bing Crosby in their record library? So I might have to change that.
You can get anything on the net these days.
You can. I thought all Michael Bublé's Christmas albums sound pretty fantastic, so we might go down that path.
All right, mate. Okay, we'll talk to you next Monday anyway. Thanks, Steve.
Thanks, see you, mate. Thanks for having me.
Bye-bye. Steve Murphy and your stars for this week. We'll put the podcast up on our local website, the 2hd.com.au website. There is another website where you can get Steve's weekly look into the stars for your birthday. It's radiohoroscopes.com.